All around the plaza, artillery shells hammer down. Buildings that stood for centuries are gone in an instant. A wayward shot strikes the observatory itself, 15 layers up, breaking off huge blocks that tumble down the slope in an avalanche of stone. I look to the shuttle, see spin gate on the metal grate deck. I'm still standing in the spider's bloody cockpit. I'm the last one left. I scramble down and sprint for the shuttle. One troop transport is already climbing into the air, slowly driven upward by a column of fire. The second is just starting to lift off. And then, beneath my feet, the ground shakes. To my right, a thick slab of plaza stone cracks, tilts upward. It sags back down for a moment, then angles high again. More stone shatters, pushed up from beneath. A miniature mountain growing right before my eyes. From the jagged tip of this new peak, something massive slithers out. Something copper. The grub is rising. My feet hit the Sheenball's ramp. I'm halfway up when the grub bursts from the plaza. The ground trembles so hard the shuttle slides. Metal twists, warps. The ramp slides beneath me, snaps free, and drops away. I manage a desperate leap for the deck. I reach and reach. I'm not gonna make it. Spingate catches my wrist. My hand wraps around hers. Sheenball slowly elevates, cones of flame pushing it straight up. I hang in the air, my life in Spingate's hand. She lies on her side on the rattling metal deck, her left arm the only thing keeping me from falling to my death. Sheenball's exterior door is still open. The deck twists and warps beneath Spingate. It's not supposed to be extended while Sheenball is flying.
Spin! Please don't drop me! Never!
The shuttle continues to climb. Dangling like a bug on a vine, I don't want to look down, but I can't help myself. Below me, the undulating grub squishes its way out, stone and concrete and dirt spilling off its glistening hide. It rears up, a writhing, twisting, wriggling thing still half in the ground, a copper eel, a nightmare blob, a horrid demon billowing up from hell itself. The head, if that's what it is, rises high. I see its horror of a mouth gape open. Two long, thin jaws, one above the other, like the narrow beak of some dreadful insect. We're far above the shattered plaza, high enough to see much of the city. From the west, wasps pour down the streets, tanks and ticks and thousands of foot soldiers, a wave that would have instantly overwhelmed us. To the north, Borshagin's fire sends up a thick column of dense black smoke. To the south, just past the plaza, a pair of troop ships set down on the street. Landing ramps lower, hundreds of wasp soldiers spill out, armor flashing with the colors of a dying city. And all across Uxmal, flames rise high, engulfing buildings and ziggurats alike. I thought there was nothing left in the city that could catch fire. I was wrong. Two pairs of muscular arms reach out of the open shuttle door, grab at Spingate's belt, at the back of her coveralls. It's Farrar and Bishop. They pull her up, and me along with her. Wind whipping at my face and hair, I look down one last time. Beneath us, the grub crawls free from its huge hole. It wanted us to be worms. It is a worm itself. A thick, fat maggot with stubby legs that are nothing more than cones of wobbling flesh. Muscles ripple through the body, send waves across skin that is already hardening, turning a darker shade of copper. Wasp soldiers swarm around the Leviathan. They are tiny next to it, barely more than specks, but even from this far up, I can see that they're dancing. They're worshiping it. Strong hands lock on my wrist. I'm pulled up like I weigh nothing at all. Bishop hauls me into the shuttle. Farrar holds onto the door with both hands. As his big boot hammers down on the deck once, twice. Then with a third powerful kick, the deck tumbles away. Sheenball's exterior door slides shut. Bishop holds me tight.
Next time, try and move faster, all right?